Chapter 9. Jailbreak. Lucy gripped the steering wheel of the truck and anxiously checked her wristwatch. Maurice was 2 minutes late.
He's not coming. I told you we couldn't trust him.
Lopez wore large tinted glasses, masking his purple inflected eye. Fliss had tracked down some bronze-colored concealer from an abandoned drugstore and covered his bleached skin very effectively. Only his shoulder and curled fingers would give anyone reason to doubt him, and so long as he stayed with the truck, he could mask those easily.
If he doesn't come, we're going straight to the hospital, added Lopez.
You know we can't do that. This has to happen first. It's time critical.
Adrian's image flashed across her guilt-ridden mind. She pictured him being dragged to a bloodletting chamber. She shuddered and drummed at the dashboard. The other trucks were due imminently, and they needed Maurice for access. Theirs had to be the first to arrive, otherwise the plan would be exposed. She couldn't think about the hospital yet. It was too much. She shifted in her seat, surveying the deserted road. News scrolled across the billboard overhead. Government says mass troop recall is just a precaution. President dismisses existence of a buffer zone. Secretary of Health hails no-touch rule as great success. She flicked on the radio.
Stay focused, said Lopez.
It might be useful, insisted Lucy, batting his hand away from the dial.
Our claiming the leaked document shows the government is anticipating a significant attack on the city. It's unclear what's driving the mass migration of the creatures, but the document suggests D.C. is going to be hit. This makes this morning's revelations all the more damning as we learned of the president's plan to use several districts as sacrificial buffer zones to slow down the creature's advance, while the military concentrates on protecting key political assets. Yet again, this government is putting its own agenda above the safety of the people it serves. We're calling on all citizens to take to the streets right now. It's make or break.
Lucy flicked the radio off and pointed to the mirror. A figure was running towards them.
Sorry,
gasped Maurice, wheezing for breath. He opened the door and hauled himself up into the cockpit, forcing Lopez to scoot up into the middle seat.
Where are the other trucks?
They've been held up by the protests downtown. We have to start without them, said Maurice, stroking his slick hair back into place.
No way, too risky.
Not sure we've got a choice there, big guy, said Maurice, tapping his watch as the hands nudged towards midday.
Negative, we're laying low. Await backup.
A van pulled up at the intersection ahead of them. Lucy squinted. Something didn't look right. No one waited at signals during the daytime, especially not on backwater streets like these. Why was the driver being so squeaky clean? Was he worried someone might pull him over?
Hey, you seeing this guy?
Said Lucy, nudging Lopez. She squinted at the other driver carefully. He looked edgy. His brow was sweaty. Was he infected?
Looks like he's going to the prison. There's no place else around here, said Lopez.
Are those wires? Said Maurice, peering forwards.
The van pulled away hastily as the lights turned green. In its wake was a second vehicle, a pickup truck, which followed at a clear distance behind the other. Lucy's heart skipped a beat as her eyes glimpsed the second driver. It was a face she'd hoped never to see again. His gleaming white robe was gone. Instead, he wore a yellow hazmat suit onto which a symbol was painted, a black ring with a horizontal line through. Over the suit dangled his crimson necklace. In the blink of an eye, he was gone, hotly pursuing the van. Fear coursed through Lucy's veins. The preacher was here, and he was targeting the prison. There could only be one reason. Lucy kicked the engine into life.
What are you doing? We have to wait for the others, said Lopez.
Lucy swung their truck around the corner and barreled down the main avenue after the disappearing vehicles. Theirs were much faster than hers. An articulated bus pulled out across the intersection up ahead, forcing Lucy to brake sharply. The driver punched his horn furiously as Lucy swerved around the obstacle. The delay cost them precious seconds. The vans had disappeared from view. She raced forwards, but the vehicles were nowhere to be seen. With a deep, echoing boom, an explosion sounded out across the neighborhood. A thick plume of smoke shot up into the sky ahead of them. It was coming from the prison. They sped around the complex perimeter and rounded the back street, hastening towards the secluded entrance. The gate was wide open, with no sign of forced entry. She rushed the truck through, narrowly missing the height limiter as they lurched past the vacant guard tower and into the parking lot. The reception was a smoldering wreck of blasted brick, glass, and twisted metal. The burning remains of the first van lay split across the floor, spewing a torrent of fire and smoke upward. The upper stories were crumbling, and chunks of brick and plaster crashed downwards in clusters. The second van had mounted the sidewalk at the edge of the main building. Its doors were open and the insides deserted. Opposite the van was a side door to the main prison building. It looked like it had been blasted open with a shotgun. Screams emanated from the darkness. Lucy grabbed the key and shoved her door open. Lopez seized her arm.
You want to run in there and get killed too? They outnumber us. Our best chance is to save the others.
We can't just sacrifice an entire level. Adrian's somewhere in there. Please, Ed, I have to find him.
Lopez cursed as he leapt out after her, tearing off his glasses. Maurice followed close behind, not daring to be left alone. A buzzing sounded overhead. A surveillance drone was swooping down on the scene.
Damn it, they know we're here. We need to move fast, said Lopez, shooting it down immediately.
He led them around the side of the building to a separate wing. Lucy prayed the faithful didn't hear the gunshot as they broke through the fire exit. Lucy burst in, sending a fresh shaft of daylight into the gloomy hallway. She stared in dismay at the sight that greeted them. Hundreds of infecteds lined the ward. They were packed into cells at 6 times their capacity. The emaciated, lesioned prisoners retreated into the shadows as the newcomers rushed in.
There's no way we can load this many. Even if the other trucks come, stammered Maurice.
Just shut up and help get them moving, said Lopez, launching into the ward.
Adrian! Senator Jeffries!
Cried Lucy, desperately scouring the cells for signs of Dan's father.
Stand back!
Yelled Lopez, shooting the lock off the first cell. He pulled the door open and bellowed at the prisoners to get to the truck, hastily barking at Maurice and Lucy to shepherd them.
Major, much as I respect your plan, I don't think you've got enough ammo to break into every cell in this place.
Then make yourself useful and go find us a key.
Maurice looked nervously at Lucy, then raced off further into the building, cursing his loose tongue.
Move!
Cried Lucy, beckoning out the terrified occupants from their cells, but they weren't responding.
You didn't say they were tied!
Yelled Lopez.
Lucy stared at the prisoners in dismay.
Not only were they delirious, but they were bound with zip ties at their wrists and ankles.
They weren't yesterday! This is new!
She stammered.
Over here!
Cried a woman from the adjoining cell. She had wide eyes and filthy, matted hair. Her lesions were less advanced than those of her cellmates. She grasped the cell bars with her hands desperately.
Help me! Help us! I'm awake!
She cried.
Get back!
Cried Lopez, blasting her door open. The prisoners cowered and moaned in fear as the fourth gunshot echoed around the hall. Lopez charged into the cell and seized the woman's wrists. Wrenching a knife up from his ankle, he cut through her ties and handed her the blade.
Get everyone out of here. Get to the truck outside. You understand?
Ordered Lopez, grabbing the woman by the shoulders. The woman nodded, terrified, and set about cutting her cellmates free. Lucy finished blasting the remaining cells open and stepped back, dismayed.
Why isn't he here? I thought this level was for the newly infected. It doesn't make sense,
cried Lucy.
Stick to the plan. We'll find him, I swear. But right now we have to get to the rehab wards. You said they'd have the best chance of survival, said Lopez.
What if he's not there?
Cried Lucy.
What if he is?
She glanced around the corridor, begging for an answer to present itself. Only the echoing cries of those under attack grated her ears. She bit her lip, then pressed on for the stairwell. Lopez struggled after her, cursing his limp as they climbed to the fifth level. Rows of alert, wide-eyed infecteds greeted them, all anxiously listening to the echoes of pain resonating across the complex.
Listen up. We're on your side. The prison is under attack. You need to get yourselves out of here and run to wherever you can take shelter. Hide as best you can until nightfall, then get out of the city. We have backup coming, but it may be too late. Do not hide in groups bigger than 3. Now move,
said Lopez, shooting the first lock open. Lucy hurried into the cell and grabbed the wrists of an elderly, infected man. She cut his ties, passed him a blade, and instructed him to free his cellmates. Together, Lucy and Lopez blasted the remaining cells open, then hurried down to the level below. To Lucy's astonishment, Maurice was there with a key.
Get to the next ward! You have to stop them!
He cried. He was white as a sheet, and his hands were trembling as he hurried to unlock the remaining cells. Lucy pressed onwards with Lopez in tow. She peered into the other wards as they passed by.
The occupants were getting weaker the further down they went.
"Where the hell is our backup?" grunted Lopez as they raced downwards.
Lucy kicked the level 2 door open and the pair burst in, ready to liberate the prisoners. They stopped abruptly. The ward was decimated. Blood flowed into the central corridor freely, forming a network of red puddles. Lucy covered her mouth in horror as her eyes moved across the slumped, bleeding bodies in each cell. Some prisoners were still dying. She stared in dismay as the life faded from their eyes. A woman reached out a feeble arm towards Lucy from her open cell. Her leg and midriff had been slashed open, and blood seeped from the wounds. Lucy swallowed. The faithful were more adaptable than she'd given them credit for, trading in their robes and stones for hazmat suits and blades where the circumstances demanded it. Lucy hurried towards her, but the woman's gaze did not move. She stared beyond Lucy's head, murmuring imploringly at some unseen vision.
"We need to keep moving,"
said Lopez, pressing forwards. Lucy wrenched herself from the dying woman and followed after him, shuddering as her boots slapped against the wet floor. As they entered the stairwell, a shot rang out, glancing off the brick wall beside Lopez's head. They fell back instantly, sheltering behind the edge of a wall beside the body of a dead technician. Lopez sidled towards the corner and peeped out. Another bullet rang out, forcing him back.
"God damn it," he whispered. "On three."
The pair jumped out and fired in unison. Lucy struck a faithful soldier in the chest. The missionary fell to the ground while another fled down a bloodied corridor. Lucy and Lopez gave chase, leaping over the brutalized bodies of infecteds who'd been cut down as they'd tried to escape. Lucy raced towards the entrance of the next ward, but as she approached, a metallic clang rang out. A grenade had rolled into the corridor. Without thinking, she booted it back into the ward and threw herself behind the wall, covering her ears. The explosion tore through the cells, blasting brick dust and shrapnel into Lucy's corridor. Her ears rang as she realized what she'd done. Screams began to resonate from the ward. She turned to check Lopez was okay, but he was already on his feet, charging into the carnage. Lucy fumbled in her pocket and dragged out her face mask. She tugged it on and delved into the swirling, cloudy chaos after him. All around her came the sound of coughing, spluttering prisoners calling for help and crying in pain. Her foot collided with something firm, a mass of crumpled yellow plastic. Scorch marks had erased the symbol on the missionary's torso. She stepped over the woman's semi-charred corpse and proceeded through the mist. Shredded human flesh squished underfoot, making Lucy retch. Her heart pounded as she tried to decipher Lopez's movements through the near-impenetrable dust. Ahead, she glimpsed a flash of yellow and another darting through a gap in the wall. A doorway. She hurried towards it into the adjoining corridor where the dust cleared. Gunshots echoed from the stairwell. A door slammed on the level above. Lucy raced upwards. Lopez was there, panting, with his back pressed to the wall. The door to the ward was sealed shut. The glass window at eye level was cracked where Lopez had shot it.
"You okay?"
she said. He grunted, catching his breath.
"Bulletproof glass. Must be high security level. I count two of them inside,"
said Lopez, panting.
"They've sealed the door."
Muffled screams rang out as the two missionaries butchered their way through the stock of captives.
"We need to keep moving." "But what?"
"There's nothing we can do here. We have to focus on the other wards. They still have a chance."
Sick to her core, Lucy tore herself from the bulletproof door and hurried after Lopez. As they raced through the ground level, a sign caught Lucy's eye. NI2.
NI. Newly infected. Ed, wait! This way! Cried Lucy, backtracking and sprinting for the ward entrance.
"Lucy, what are you doing?"
called Lopez, staggering after her. She burst through the door, pistol in hand. The floor was in disarray. There was no blood, but there were dozens of disoriented infecteds occupying the central avenue. Maurice must have liberated it within the past few minutes. A bottleneck had formed at the rear exit. Many of the infecteds were still bound at the wrist. The majority were in the early stages of their infection, mostly lucid and agile. They screamed in terror as they saw Lucy's gun.
"It's okay! We're on your side! I'm looking for someone! Adrian!" she cried.
Gunshots rang out from the corridor beyond. A fresh wave of screams rippled across the crowd. The prisoners at the front reversed their direction. Lucy watched in horror as people fell and trampled upon each other in their panic to retreat. The infected mob stampeded towards Lucy's doorway.
Senator Jeffries!" she cried.
It was impossible to be heard above the terrified cries. Prisoners jostled her as they fled. Lopez battled against the tide, striving for the front exit. More shots rang out. Two retreating prisoners fell before Lucy's eyes. Lopez took up position by the far doorway and returned fire into the corridor. Lucy desperately scanned the fleeing crowd. There was no sign of Dan's father. She called out his name, desperately searching the emptying space.
"Adrian!"
she cried, pacing the empty space. A groan greeted her from the shadows. Lucy stopped. It was coming from one of the evacuated cells. She stepped inside the squalid cube.
"Adrian!"
she cried, falling at his feet. His skin was raw with lesions, and his eyes wild with fever.
"Where's my boy? My precious boy? Dan! Son!"
called Adrian, shouting at something unseen. A knot twisted in Lucy's stomach. She threw his arms around her shoulder and tried to drag him from the cell, but he resisted.
"Leave me alone. I'm meeting him here. Dan!" cried Adrian.
Lucy looked at him in despair. His fever was dangerously high. He looked distraught as his eyes darted across the chamber.
"I'm not leaving without my son. Dan!"
he cried, clinging to the side of the cell. Each use of her partner's name cut through her like a knife. She could think of no alternative but to lie.
"I'll take you to him. He's this way. Come on, I'll show you," she implored.
"Dan's with you?"
said Adrian, looking directly at her for the first time. His eyes were wide and watery with all the hopes of a lost child.
"Yes, Dan's with me,"
choked Lucy, leading Adrian out by the hand. Lopez joined them as they hurried after the fleeing infecteds. The mob was rushing towards the slithers of daylight ahead. They picked up more stragglers as they ran. One lesion-covered patient had made it to the corridor, but had slipped into a hallucination. They banged their head against the wall, calling a single name over and over. Lucy gripped Adrian's hand tightly as she fought her way through the crowd. By the time they reached the front, they were at the atrium. Pockets of fire burned amidst the rubble. Some infecteds tried to pick their way through the debris, but shards of brick cut their bare feet. Lucy spotted a fire exit on the adjacent corridor. As she ran towards it, she prayed their backup had arrived.
"This way!"
she cried, keeping Adrian and the crowd with her. She forced the fire door open. The forecourt outside was crawling with bewildered infecteds. Two Humvees skidded into the parking lot before them.
"Finally!"
said Lucy, waving to the cavalry.
"Wait, they're not ours,"
cried Lopez, grabbing her arm.
"Get out on the ground!"
came a cry from the first truck. Lopez heaved Lucy and Adrian backwards, but several of the delirious inmates kept running. Bullets felled two of them immediately. The soldiers wore gloves, face masks, and ordinary flak jackets. They leapt from their truck and opened fire on any infecteds that hadn't immediately laid down. The semi-lucid escapees scattered in a panic. Some fled across the grass, only to be shot against the high stone walls. Others wandered, dazedly blinking at the cloudy sky. Those who surrendered were tased and swiftly cuffed with zip ties, then abandoned face down on the concrete.
"Fall back!"
called Lopez, pushing back against the tide he and Lucy had created. A scream rang out from the back of the pack. Lucy spun around to see a yellow-suited missionary raise his machete. She dropped Adrian and tried to take aim, but the crowd was panicking, stampeding towards the exit. Lopez fired a warning shot into the ceiling, causing the infecteds to duck down instinctively. Without hesitation, Lucy seized her chance and fired at the missionary. He stumbled backwards and disappeared from view. She pushed her way through the crowd until she reached his body. The attacker was dead, but his victim was alive, screaming beside him from the colossal wound to her back. Lucy cast her eyes around the corridor. The parking lot was their only escape. She fought her way back to Lopez. He was calling on the soldiers to surrender while making outlandish claims about the number of armed soldiers he had at his disposal. The enforcement squad responded with another shower of bullets, which pinned him back against the wall. Fresh cries of alarm interrupted the barrage. A branch splintered off from the rust tree in the forecourt. It landed on the concrete below with a wet thud. The branch cracked open lengthways, and the two halves rocked onto their backs, revealing a clear, gelatinous core. A rusty pigment diffused through the substance, which began to bubble. Droplets splashed onto the surrounding concrete where they formed swirling domes. Inside each, a tubular body took shape, quickly sprouting legs, antennae, and wings. In unison, the domes popped open and fully formed butterflies wriggled onto the concrete. They shook off the gelatinous remnants and took to the air in a flurry. The soldiers turned to fall back to their vehicles, but a second tree had split open by the trucks, ushering forth another plume of fluttering insects.
"Freeze!"
ordered the sergeant. All of the troops froze, but as they stared at the unfolding kaleidoscope, one soldier lost his nerve. He sprinted for the nearest truck. The two swarms changed direction immediately and surrounded him, cloaking him in a vortex of red and orange. Within a few seconds, he had dropped to the ground.
"This way! Hurry!" cried Lucy, beckoning the other soldiers their way. "Are you crazy? They're trying to kill us!" hissed Lopez.
The sergeant glanced at the swirling mass and at Lucy's doorway. She gritted her teeth, then bellowed the order. As the soldiers sprinted for the doorway, the butterflies broke formation again, peeling away from their first victim and sweeping towards the fleeing group. A soldier at the rear slowed to a halt. She raised a confused hand to her neck and sank to her knees and slumped forwards. Two more fell the same way, while the sergeant and the three others plunged across the threshold. The swirling mass of butterflies hurtled towards the doorway, closing in on their prey.
"Wait!"
cried a fifth soldier, dashing towards them. Lucy held the door anxiously. The man's eyes were wide with fear. His face yearned to reach the doorway, but the swarm was only yards behind. The sergeant seized the door from Lucy and pulled it shut with a clang.
"Sarge, don't do this!" cried the soldier outside.
He slammed into the door, pounding it desperately. Within moments, he had fallen silent. His body hit the ground with a thud. As the city's butterfly siren revved into action, Lucy hoped to God the fire and smoke spewing from the decimated reception would be enough to deter the butterflies from pouring in through the rupture behind them.
"Drop your weapons,"
said Lopez, pointing his handgun at the four soldiers sheltering beside them. No one moved. The soldiers' weapons were lowered, but still in their hands. They could shoot at any moment. If they did, Lopez wouldn't be able to stop all four.
"What's our play, Sarge?"
called one of the soldiers, not taking his eyes off of Lopez. The sergeant moved to place her second hand on her rifle, but Lucy intervened.
"You owe us," she said, eyeballing the woman.
"What's with his eye?" said the sergeant, nodding to Lopez.
"Immaterial. We saved your lives," said Lucy.
"Stand down, soldiers," said the sergeant, biting her lip.
"Now drop your weapons," said Lopez.
"That ain't gonna happen, Major. But I think us not shooting you is a good compromise. We need to talk about what the hell you're doing in here," replied the sergeant.
"A cult has broken into this facility, and they're massacring the inmates. They blew up the entrance, and they're armed. We urgently need your help," said Lucy.
"And what about them?"
said the sergeant, casting her eyes across the crowd of infecteds. A scream rang out from the corridor.
"We don't have time for this, Lucy. Let's go,"
said Lopez, edging towards the corridor, keeping his eyes trained on the armed soldiers.
"There aren't enough of us to stop them. Are you with us or not?" said Lucy.
The sergeant spat resentfully, then addressed her troops.
"Howards, you stay with the prisoners. You two, on me," she ordered.
Lucy grabbed the appointed soldier, Howards, and shoved his hand onto Adrian's shoulder.
"This is Senator Jeffries. You will keep him alive. Reassure him that you will help him find Dan. Do you understand me?" she said emphatically. "Lucy, come on," cried Lopez, setting off at a hurry.
With a pang of deepest guilt, she tore herself away from Adrian. She hurried after Lopez and the other soldiers. Cries of anguish got louder as they approached the adjoining wing. They lined up by the doorway and peered into the interior courtyard. Cells lined all four walls of the enclosure. The complex was four levels high. Each level had a balcony corridor overlooking the central space. Lucy and the others moved in. They weaved between the steel benches that had been welded to the floor as they scouted for signs of the faithful. Lucy's eyes fell on the ceiling. The metal security panels were a patchwork of burn marks and torn metal, exposing dark cavities high above. Cries rang out from the second level where a gate slammed shut. Two figures in yellow hazmat suits stepped into the corridor, clutching blades glistening in red.
"Stay right there,"
cried the sergeant, training her rifle on the pair. The missionaries darted for adjacent cells, but the soldiers were too quick. A hail of precision shots cut the murderers down as they ran.
From the opposite row, another missionary stumbled out of a cell, patting his chest frantically. As he desperately wrestled the unseen foe, he backed into the balcony rail. He tipped over the edge, landing hard on the concrete courtyard. His falling cry was silenced upon impact. The man's neck was broken. The rat he'd been wrestling wriggled free from his hand and chewed through the outer layer of his suit. The missionary's fingers and toes twitched as the creature disappeared beneath the folds and burrowed inside him. The sound of feet scampering across metal filled the air. A cacophonous squeaking followed.
"Up there!"
cried a soldier, pointing to the patchwork ceiling. A torrent of rats poured out of the cavity and down the walls. Some peeled off to gorge on the fallen missionaries. The majority swarmed towards Lucy's group. The soldiers opened fire but barely made a dent in the pack's numbers. The rats gushed out faster than the soldiers could aim.
"Fall back!"
called the sergeant. It was too late. The rats were streaming down the rear wall, blocking off their escape.
"Get behind us!"
cried Lucy, trying to shelter the soldiers behind her outstretched arms, as if it would make some impact against the hundreds of creatures scurrying towards them. As the rats poured down three of the walls, racing closer to the ground, Lucy's group found themselves backing towards an open cell. Their footsteps became wet as they entered. They backed up against the mutilated bodies of clear-skinned infecteds. The sergeant frantically used her boot to smear the spilled blood across the entrance to the cell.
"It won't work. They can climb walls,"
said Lopez, gripping his pistol tightly. Lucy snatched the empty water dispenser from the cell wall and knelt beside a dead prisoner. He was slumped against a bunk with deep lacerations to his neck. She tilted his body downward. Warm blood gushed into the vessel, spilling onto her hands and sleeves in the process.
"What the hell are you doing?" cried the sergeant, aghast.
"Drink it. It's your only chance,"
said Lucy, holding out the vessel. The screeching rats teemed closer by the second as the first wave poured down the opposing walls. They swept across the courtyard, making a beeline for the humans. The soldier beside the sergeant snatched the beaker from Lucy's hand. He gulped a mouthful down before coughing and retching with disgust. The sergeant grabbed the vessel from him and copied before holding it out for the remaining soldier. The last soldier shook his head, terrified. The screeching din drew closer. Lopez stepped out from the cell and walked calmly towards the oncoming wave of rodents.
"What's he doing?"
cried the unprotected soldier. The rats parted around him like waves around a rock. Lopez turned to face the others. He rubbed a sleeve hard against his face and smeared off the concealer, revealing his mottled purple skin. Lucy followed in his footsteps, and the newly infected soldiers dashed after her, clutching the hem of her uniform anxiously.
"Don't leave me!"
cried the remaining soldier. A curtain of rats swept across the ceiling threshold. He desperately threw at them, then unloaded his assault rifle into the pack with a cry. Bullets sprayed across the cell erratically. The scurrying creatures leapt from the walls and ceiling onto the unprotected soldier, rapidly overwhelming him. His body fell to the ground and writhed as the creatures burrowed inside him. Within seconds, his flesh was saturated. The remaining rats scattered through the balconies and into other levels of the building. Gunshots rang out from the forecourt. Lucy darted to the window. A dark-skinned figure in a yellow hazmat suit was running towards a military truck. Splatters of infected blood clung to the outside of his suit, warding the butterflies away.
"We have to stop him!" cried Lucy, rushing from the room.
The others followed close behind as she blasted her way through an escape.
"You can't go out there yet. The siren's live," called the sergeant. "We're immune,"
said Lucy, charging into the parking lot. The preacher sped towards the exit. Lucy fired after him,
but her bullets had no impact against the armored vehicle.
The surrounding trucks were full of dazed infecteds, chaperoned by their more lucid comrades who waited anxiously for the drivers to return. Around them, hundreds more traversed the forecourt, spilling out of the surrounding wards. Some of the clear-skinned survivors were attempting to flee on foot, taking their chances on the streets beyond. Others were wandering the lot feverishly, or had collapsed with fatigue. Lopez quickly assured the infecteds they were on the same side, and that the other soldiers had become infected too. Lucy's eyes fell upon a faithful missionary who lay on the tar before her. He was clutching his leg and writhing in pain. Across from him stood a clear-skinned infected clutching a rifle scavenged from a dead soldier. Lucy loomed over the injured missionary.
"Where's he going?" cried Lucy, stamping on his bleeding leg.
The man howled in agony.
"Our Lady will punish you for your sins. We will rid the earth of your plague," grunted the man.
Lucy pressed against his leg harder. Blood oozed from the wound.
"I said, where is he going?" repeated Lucy through gritted teeth.
"The hospital,"
groaned the man, feebly trying to push her boot away. Lucy looked at Lopez with dread. They both knew what it meant. A rumble signaled the arrival of more trucks. The soldiers raised their rifles.
"Crap, our backup's coming. What the hell are we gonna do? We're infected now," said the sergeant, pivoting wildly in despair.
"You're infected but alive. You can lay down and end up like these people, or you can stand up and fight for your rights," said Lucy. The trucks plowed through the prison gateway and into the lot. Lucy's heart leapt as she saw the driver.
"Fliss!" cried Lopez triumphantly. "Sergeant, get those trucks loaded. The driver's nowhere to go."
Lucy chucked the sergeant the key to her truck, then followed Lopez as he hurried towards the remaining Hummer.
"Where are you going?" cried the sergeant.
"To the hospital," growled Lopez.